size of the...
Okay, everybody, say. Today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're starting the Mishnah, the fourth line from the top of the Yom. Look at the Mishnah. Menochai sayu nikmotzois bechol mokoim bo'azara. Our initial reaction when we hear that is, that doesn't sound right, because isn't the mincha kodshi kudishim just like all the other kodshi kudishim, which have to be bitzofoin? And the Gemara will discuss that momentarily. But in the meantime, the Gemara says that when the Kohen received the mincha from the Baalim, he could do the kmitza anywhere within the Azar. And because in fact, since it is kodshi kudishim, it has to be eaten within the kloim. As you recall, kloim means in the times of the Mishkan, and the more modern day, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that would mean that they could eat it within the Azara, but not outside the Azara. It's not kodshim kalim, it has to be in the Azara. The zichri kohuna, only the zicharim, the pasuk says, kol zochar b'kehanim yoichol oisem, only a zochar. B'chol machol, we've had this expression before, b'chol machol means you can go and prepare the mincha any way you wish. Now that you have the flour, you can go and bake it, you can go and cook it, you can make a knedlich out of it, you can go and make whatever you want. You can make chametz out of it? You can make, well, but otherwise you can go and do whatever needs to be done with this kar mincha. L'yoyim v'lai that chatzoysen, you can go and eat it that day and that evening. Menatoy, you can eat it until the morning. Kedei l'harchi kesa'odem in aveira, the chametzen, which Mishnah?
First Mishnah
and Brachos, that ad chatzoys, you can only eat it until chatzoys. Fine. Very good. Talking about Reb Loza now tells us something fascinating. Not only can you do the kmitza throughout the entire Azara, b'chol mokim b'azara, but says Reb Loza mincha shenikmitza beheichol ksheira. You're even allowed to go and do a kmitza in the heichol. Shekein matzino besilik bezichen, because we find the same thing by the removal of the bezichen on Shabbos in connection with the lechem upon him. Meaning that what is the matir of the carbon mincha? The kmitza. How do you get the kmitza? By putting the three fingers in and making a kmitza. So that's the beginning of the process of being matir, the mincha. On Shabbos, the kohanim want to eat from the lechem upon him. They can't just eat from it. We have to wait for their matir. What's their matir? The taking off of the two bezicha levoina, which are on top of the mizbeach on top of the shulchan, and taking them to mizbeach, and then being makter them. So that removal of the bezichan, by definition, that had to be done in the heichel, because the shulchan was in the heichel. So you removed from the top of the shulchan the two bezicha levoina, is that the same thing like doing the kmitza? So just like the silik bezichan was bifnim inside the heichel, same thing, the kmitza can be done in the heichel. Okay, a grois chiddush of Rabbi Elazar, mas Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I can't believe it. I have a braisa. The braisa says, "Vekamatz misham." The lashon of the pasuk is the via el bnei aharon akoyhanim. The zor, meaning whoever is bringing the carbon, the balim, go and bring it to the koyin. Vekamatz misham mulay kumtzai. The Gemara is bothered. What do you need misham from? You have the mincha in the kli, and the kohen is going to put his hands in to go and three fingers to make a kmitza. It should simply say the via bnei aharon kahanim, the komatz mloy kumtzoy. What do I need the komatz misham? Let me show from Chicago, from Australia, from this carbon mincha which is standing in front of him, the komatz. What's the misham? Says the Tanakama, mi mokum shiragli hazor oimdois. On the surface, what this means is wherever the balim are at this time, holding on to the carbon mincha in their hands, they're presenting it now to the kohen, the via el bnei aharon kohen, wherever that happens to be. Presumably, that means within the 11 amos of the Ezras Yisrael. For from that place, the kohen should go and do the kmitza. That's the mashmois. One thing is certain: the zor, meaning the balim, never gets into the heichel. So if he doesn't get into the heichel, how could Reb Loza say that the kohen can go and do the kmitz in the heichel? He can do it wherever the ragli azor are. As we break the Gemara. Now, before we finish with the kasha, we have to finish the brisa. Then Beseira darshens the words of kametz misham a little bit differently, and he says, "Menayin shim kametz bismoil shiachsev yikmoitz biyamin." What happens if a person messed up and he did a kmitz with the left hand? And we know that avoid bismoil is possible. Except for Reb Shimon. But otherwise, avoid the besmoil as possible. So I might think that it's now nidche. Once the Kohen did the Kmitzu b'smoil, you know, throughout the whole Karma Mincha and start again. No. It has a tikkun, there's a remedy. What's the remedy? Just do it over again. Yachzer v'yikmoitz b'yamin. Go and put all of the Kmitzu that he took with the left hand, put it back in the original klishares where you have the entire Karma Mincha, and now let him do the Kmitzu with his right hand. How do you know that this works? Tamaloyim v'kametz misham. What means misham? Mimakim shekametz kvar, the place that he already did a prior bad kmitza with his left hand. Kametz misham, from that same place, make a new kmitza with the right hand. Obviously, Ben Beseder's pshat is a beautiful pshat. It has nothing to do with us. We are only concerned about that Reb Loza says that you can do a kmitza in the heichol. And the Brisa, the Tanakhama, says, no, you got to do wherever the Ragli Hazor are standing. Which means not only can't you do it in the Heichel, you can't even do it in the rest of the Hazorah. You can only do it wherever he, the Balam, are standing. That's even Shver on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, Nikmatz is b'chol makim b'Hazorah. That's the Gemara's kash. So Gemara says, now, Ikin Yamri, hu moisu lo b'mafarikla. One version is that the same Rabbi Yirmiyah that asked the kasha, he also answered his own kasha. Ikriyama, there's another version, Omalei Rabbi Akiva, on the side it says, Omalei Rabbi Yankiv, Lir Rabbi Yirmiyah. He's addressing Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he addresses him by saying, Bar Tachlifa! Apparently Rabbi Yirmiyah's father was a very great godel, and he was well known throughout the community as a Tachlifa. And so now he's telling him, oh, you, the son of the great godel, Tachlifa, Azbarlach, I will explain it to you. Loi nitzrucha el lahachshir kol hazorah kula. The pasuk that we just brought in the Tanakhama, the Kometz Misham, Mimokim Shirag Lezor Oimdois, that's not a limitation. Quite to the contrary, that's to go and expand and broaden. What do you mean? Because Sol Kedai Tachemina Hoyu Ba Oyle Kotche Kudushim and Mincha Kotche Kudushim Ma Oyle Teune Tzofen Af Mincha Teune Tzofen. That's what I would have thought if anybody would have asked me, where can you do the Kemitza? Well, I know the Mincha is Kodesh Kedushim, just like a Chatas, just like an Oila, just like an Oshem. All of those have to be done B'tzofen, so I would assume that the same thing applies to Kodesh Mincha. All has to be B'tzofen. Zok the Pasuk, if it comes Misham. No, you don't have to go to the Tzofen. You can go and do it even wherever the Yisrael, who is bringing the carbon, wherever he's standing. No special requirement. Then Rashi adds, once the pasuk is megala, the kametz misham, that you can do it where the balim are standing. So koshkin, you can go and do it throughout the yazara. We're just trying to say we're not limiting it to the tzofen. It's anywhere. If the zor is standing all the way in the final amma bedoroim of his 11 ammas, then that's fine. It's far from tzofen, no problem.
How far could it be the balim from the kemitzah?
The balim really doesn't have to be near the kemitzah. All the Gemara is saying that it comes to be shown that the kohen can go all the way out of his way, so to speak, to find the balim and stand over there within that 11 ammas. So what's the big chiddush? Sol kedai techemina, kachi kudushim. It's got to be b'tzofen. And now this balim is not sitting b'tzofen. He's not even close to tzofen. He's all the way in the back of the room, so to speak, all the way next to the dorem wall. But that's fine. And once that's fine, says Rashi Koshke, and the same thing applies throughout the entire Ezra's Kehanim, throughout the entire Azorah, and even into the Heichal. So therefore, the kasha was that we thought the kametz misham. Ragli Azor Oimdois, that we're limiting the space where the Balaam, not with the Balaam, where the Kohen can do the Kemitza. Says he, well, no, what we're doing is expanding it. Don't think that you're limited to the Tzofen side. Anywhere, wherever the Balaam is standing is also good. Wherever you have it, inside the Azor, and even inside the Hech. So that with this we have concluded the Kash and the Teret. But now the Gemara wants to understand a little bit more about this Havamina, that it should be b'tzofen. Like the Gemara says, Sokadai techmin ha'ilva oile kachi kudishim, and mincha kachi kudishim ha'ile tuna tzofen, and mincha tuna tzofen, freak the Gemara. It's all based on a mamatzina. Mamatzina says, this is kachi kudishim, this is kachi kudishim, shine, so probably they're both b'tzofen. Freak the Gemara, oile shekin kol. What's the havamina that we should be medama the mincha to an oile? After all, oile, kula kol on the mizbeach. Mash enke legabi a mincha, you're just putting on the kmitza. Says, well, you're right. You know what? Let's put oil aside. We can learn the case of the mincha from a chatas. That what? Just like a chatas is kochi kudishim, you have to do it b'tzafayin. Mincha, I would have thought you have to do b'tzafayin. Kamash malon, the pasik, no, the kametz misham. Chatzis is very special. It's a mechaper. That's why it has to be mitzofain. Mincha is not mechaper. So I'm sorry, shekhem mechaperes achiyav ekrisis, while the mincha is not mechaper. Everything Gemara may asham. Let's learn from Moshe. Hashem is not mechaper on chayav ekrisis, so learn from there. Yet mal Hashem shekhem minei domim. You can't learn it from Hashem because Hashem is a korban. Minei domim means that it's a behema, a living animal. Masha'en, can you talk about a mincha? That's so fundamentally different. The Gemara says, how can you learn one from the other? Okay, so let's learn mikulu. Let's go and make a mahatzad of all the three of them and say, okay, I want to learn from oil again because the kulikos, I'll learn from chatas. I can't learn from chatas zuntai because chatas is mechaper al chiyuv ekrisis. I'll learn from Moshem. I can't learn from Moshem because minidomim. So let's learn the three together. Says, well, you can't learn three together because malikulu shekem minidomim. The same kasha that we're asking the pircha, the gabi Moshem, we can ask the gabi the other two, that all of them are minidomim. So therefore, what would have even been the havamina that we should limit the kmitzas amincha davke to tzofen? So Timur, you're right. Take away this tzofen business. El itzrich, sol kadai techamina. I need the pasuk kamitz misham that you could even do with the balama standing, and therefore kolchkein everywhere else in the azar and even in the hechel. Because sol kadai techamina hoy luksit v'higisha el hamizbeach v'heir mimenem bekumtzai. Okay, so these are two psukim which are back to back. In the beginning of Parshas Tzav, it says, "Vaveisa es amincha asher ye'osam e'el Hashem, v'kriv el ha-koyin, take the mincha, give it to the koyin, v'igish el ha-mizbeach." The first thing that the koyin does with the korban mincha, when the mincha is residing within the kli shareis, he has to take that kli and put it next to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. We'll see more about that shortly. And then after that, the next pasuk says, "V'hein rimenu b'kumtzai." Now, after you do that hagosha to the southwestern corner, what does the kohen do? He puts in his three fingers and takes out the kmitza. Ishakti mora. Since these two psukim are back to back, I would say mahagosha b'ker marov is dreimis. Just like the hagosha, taking it close to the corner of the mizbeach, has to be dafke on the southwestern corner. Where do I know that from? The Gemara doesn't tell us now. We'll have that Amir Hashem on the Omid Beis in another few minutes, but just accept that as the law, that the Hagosha, that you have to go and take it to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. So I would think, right after that, it said, so maybe Afkamitz is all to Mekem HaRav Yisraimis. Kamash Malon, that's why I have the Pasuk, it's Misham. Mi Mokim Sheragli Azor Oimdais. No, the kmitza can be done anywhere in the Azara, even where the Balaam is standing in the Ezra's Yisrael, far away in their 11 Amis, in the Dorim, nowhere near the Mizbeach, nowhere near Kermarov Estroimis. That's fine.
You have to go up the Kavish, go all around the Mizbeach.
Why do you have to go up the Kavish?
But the Kavish doesn't mean all the way.
No, you don't have to go up the Mizbeach. You put it downstairs by the Yisod, where the corner there.
No, you're right. I should have explained it. Please don't get upset at Brother Shai, because the fact that it says that the Kmitz has Bekeren has that sound, maybe one of the four koronas on top of the Mizbeach. Here the Keren doesn't mean one of the horn-shaped corners on top of the Mizbeach, but rather we're talking about the corner of the Mizbeach down below. How do we know that we're talking about down below? If you look, just take a quick look at the Mishnah, the following Mishnah, which is on the bottom of the Amid, it's going to tell us about the various things. If you go with the fourth line of the Mishnah, Shloisha Dvarim Hoisa, Oisa Keren Mishameshes. The Oisa Keren is referring to the Droimis Maravis, that southwestern corner. Three of them were Milmata, and three of them were Milmala. Milmata means on the floor, on the Ritzvah. Milmala means that you have to go up on the Kevish, like you said. What are those Milmata? Chatas Oif, Vahagoshois. Oh, the Hagosha that we're talking about, that you have to bring the Mincha towards the corner of the Mizbeach, that's down below, not up above. But it was a very good question, very good answer.
How do you burn it, ultimately, if you don't?
Oh, you're already going much too quickly for us. We're going to get to everything. It's a burning question, but we're not there yet. But in the meantime, where's Shelley? Okay, so bottom line is, Zukta Yimura, that's what Rebbe Lozer is telling us. You can be koimitzit, you can do the kmitzit even inside the heichel, because the Tanakama of the Brisa that Rabbi Yirmiyah brought for Kametz Misham is not limiting, but it's expanding. You can do it anywhere. I would have thought you have to do it after in that corner, because that's where you're doing the Hagosha, and right after that it says the kmitzit. No, anywhere in the Azorah, else is fine, is good. and according to Reb Luza, even inside the Hechel. So similarly now, Omer Reb Yochanan, Shlom Sheshchotan BeHechel. Of course, Shlom is supposed to go and shecht in the Azor. Any B'chol Mokim B'Azor. No, Din of Tzofain, because Shlomim, of course, is a Kachim Kal. So Sheshchotan BeHechel. If you shecht it in the Hechel, it's Nachal Tzkush, it's Ksheirim. Why? Shenem, it says in the Pasuk. V'shochtoi, Shchotoi Pesach Oil Mai. When it comes to the Karm Shlomim, you're supposed to shecht it in the Azorah, which is facing the Ulam and the Heichel, and ultimately the Kodesh Kudushim, the Kodesh Kudushim, all the way in the back. So, the Torah requires you to go and shecht it in the Azorah. Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan says, you can shecht it even in the Heichel, because he adds now a Svara. Since the Torah says, you're required to do it in front of the Pesach Oil Mayid, meaning that the Torah wants you to do it in a place which is infused with a special Kedusha, facing the Oil Mayid, facing the Ulam, facing the Heichel. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Madach, facing that Heichel is sufficient. Then certainly if you put it in the Heichel itself, you're only imbuing this carbon even with more Kedusha. So the Chayra, it's Zicha good. And that's why he says it's kosher. Frey Timara, I'm not so sure that I agree with that Svara. Well, why not? Meisvei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira Oimer. I never heard of Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira. And inside it says it's Taka Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Anyways, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimer. Minayin she mekifu oiv de kachomis kol azara she kehanim nechnosim l'shom v'oichlim shom kodshi kudishim. We're talking about a very, very dangerous day. The day is l'mushol chas v'sholom tisha b'av and rachmon l'tzlan. The goyim are now surrounding the azara, and they're not allowing the kahanim to eat in their azara. So now, of course, Barry's going to say, well, it's Tisha B'Av anyway. So we're talking about those kabbanis that you're allowed to eat, Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, and now it's already azara, the Tishrei,
azara,
or Erev.
Or
okay, very good. Anyway, the point is, it doesn't matter whether it ever occurred or didn't occur. This is the halacha that if and when Chas V'Shalom the Kahanim feel endangered because the Chovim are never having the entire Azorah in siege, so they cannot just sit there in the Azorah and start eating from their kabbanis, the Kahanim are allowed to go L'Shom. L'Shom means inside the Heichel V'Oichlim Shom, the Kodesh Kudushim. Since you can't eat in the Azorah because of the dangers, you can eat inside the Heichel. Now how do you know that? Minayin, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Tamaloyim, it says, B'Kodesh Kudushim Teichlenu. This Kodesh Kedoshim should not be confused with what we call the Kodesh Kedoshim, where no one's allowed to enter throughout the year except for one day a year by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So this Kodesh Kedoshim Techlano just means that as opposed to Yerushalayim, which is Kodesh, or as opposed to the Azorah, which is Kodesh, you can even in Kodesh Kedoshim, meaning inside the Heichel. Frey Timura, Vamai. Why does the Brayson need this special posse? Because the Kodeshim Techlana Tatay, they can go and eat the Kodeshim Kudishim inside the Heichel. Name of a Chatzar Oil Moed Yechlua, for the Yehei Tafel Chomim in the Iker. Normally, by all Kodeshim Kudishim, the posse says, Bachatzar Oil Moed Yechlua. Bachatzar Oil Moed, of course, is talking in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. In more modern times, in times of the Beis HaMikdash, that meant the Azar. Okay? So if you're allowed to eat in the Azorah, lo yei tofel chom an ikar, just like Rabbi Yochanan said. Was it Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan said that Shlomim, you're allowed to go and check Pesach Oil Moed, Stechavad, you can go and check inside the Oil Moed. So if you're allowed to go and eat the Kabonos, Lifnei Pesach Oil Moed, Bachatar Oil Moed Yechloa, then you should certainly be able to go and eat it inside the Oil Moed itself. Why do I need the Pasuk? Because you should Kadoshim Techlanu. Learn it from Bachatar Oil Moed, combined with the svar of lehi tofel chomim in a ikr. Everything more hachi hashli, you really cannot compare the two things that we're discussing. Hosam avoida to odom oived b'makam rabbi amrinan lehi tofel chomim in a ikr. When you're talking about avoida, avoida means doing the kabbanos, administering the kabbanos, you're shechting kabbanos, all the things you have to do to cover kabbanos. So the Torah says, you don't have to go all the way in the heichel, you can do it Pesach Oil Moed. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this suggests the Torah is giving you a leniency. But avada, you want to go into the Heichal? Sure, that's a tremendous thing. It says Givaldik. The Maisi just says it's Ksheirim. I don't know if he's saying this Lechatchila. Shlom Sheshachtim Heichal Ksheirim. It sounds like from the Svara that's Lechatchila. Because certainly Lechatchila, you're allowed to go and Shecht in the Azorah. In fact, there's nowhere else that you can go and Shecht. So, says the Gemara, if you're allowed to shecht in the Azorah, then certainly you're allowed to go and bring the Avoida inside into the Heichel, which is much greater than just the Pesach Oil Moed. Tosadach the Oil Moed Alei. However, that's the Gabi Avoida. That makes a lot of sense. But says the Gemara, here we're talking about Achila. Chila, the Kahana want to eat for the Kabbanis. If you have a greiser rabbi, you can't just go and say, I'm going to go and eat my sandwich in front of my Rebbe. You'd have to ask permission. Rebbe, do you mind if I go and join you here in the dining room and whatever? Yeah. What's this?
We say the Kohanim eat and the Baal get their kapara. So it's not ma'akev, but the Kohanim eating from the basar of the korban provides a kapara for the Baalim. So why is this not also considered a
korban? What happens if they don't eat from it at all?
It's still kosher korban.
So this is not ma'akev. So obviously it doesn't rise to the level of the avoid, which obviously is ma'akev.
Okay.
So says the Gemara, this swar of the hitafel chomim and ikr. That works perfectly if you're talking about avoid. If you're talking about achila, the inodim oichel makam rabbi, you can't just go and sit next to your rabbi and start eating without asking for permission. And he may say, sorry, you know, this is a private area, you go outside, eat in the dining room with the others, or whatever. So, but le'yehidavit, tafel chomen ikalem, in this situation, you don't say le'yehidavit chomen, that's why I have to have a special pasuk. Ve'kodesh ha'kodoshim toichlenu. Good. So with this, we have completed the Mishnah Legabe, the Menachos. And we're going to get back to Menachos shortly, more about the Hagoshos momentarily. Look to Mishnah. Chatas ha'oif, hoisa nasas ha'keren dreimis ma'rovis. U'b'chol makam hoisa k'shera, alazeh hoisa m'koyma. A chatas ha'oif, as you know, is something that one brings. When do you have a chatas ha'oif? You have a chatas ha'oif, it happens to be by the Karn Oil of a Yairid. Yes, sure, we're delighted. You can come every day, Reb Baruch. It's a pleasure having you. And thank you for being Mashal and Minyan. That was a tremendous thing for us.
No one's sitting here?
No, not one sitting there. You're sitting here.
The Mishnah here.
Exactly. So the Mishnah tells us the Chatas Oif, which you have either as part of the Chatas Oil of the Yared, or there are certain people that are supposed to bring two Oifois, like as you said before, you led us. Anyway, it depends if she's an Ashira, it depends if she's an Aniya. Okay, but that's not the discussion. The point is, how do you go and do the avoid of the Chatzis Oif? The Chatzis Oif has three components to it. Component number one is the Malika. Malika means that's the equivalent of the Shechita, but from the back, you do it with a nail. Everybody knows that. And then you do Hazor Sadam. Hazor Sadam means that the Kohen takes the Oif that he's holding in his hand, and he gives it such a spritz, and he gives such a shake, and then a drop comes out from that makoim where he did the malika, and it goes against the mizbeach, and then he has to go and take the rest of it. He takes the oif and gives a kvetch. He pushes, he squeezes. It's what's called mitzvah, yeah. But in Yiddish, it's called kvetching. And even in English, a lot of people like to kvetch all the time, even if they're not dealing with a kvat chatas oif. But yeah, here the kvetching is against the wall of the mizbeach. Exactly right. So the chatas oif, hois and nasis, al keren dreimis marovis. Oh, that same southwestern corner that we were speaking about a moment ago. And it was kosher everywhere in the Azara. But this was its place. The Gemara is going to ask immediately, in fact, Rashi already says, Mike Oma, what is the Mishnah saying? It starts off by saying, do it on the southwestern corner. But if you want, you can do it anywhere. But this was its place. I mean, isn't that a kind of a strange characterization? So Mitchum, we're going to deal with that shortly.
Yeah. Just wishy-washy?
Yes, very wishy-washy. It's washy-wishy. Yeah.
It sounds like l'chadchila b'diavad.
Okay, but shouldn't have said chatas oif nasis b'chol mokim. Hello! As opposed to saying Lashon Mishuna. Very good. And since we started speaking about this Keren Droy Mismarovis, that's the southwestern corner, so I want to tell you a little bit more about it. Ushloisha Dvar Mahoisa Oisa Keren Mishameshes Milmata Ushloisha Milmala. It had three functions from down below and three functions from up above. Down below means that the coin stood on the Ritzpa of the Zora, and up above means that he had to go and alight on top of the Kevish, and then ultimately to the Mizbeach, we'll see in a moment. Milmata, what was the three Milmata? The Chata Sa'oif, that's what we're talking about, that's our Mishnah over here. So the Kohen did not have to go up anywhere, he was standing down below, on the floor, looking at and facing the Keren Dreimis Marovis, and that's where he would be doing his Avoida. What Avoida? Not sure yet. Does that mean the Malika? Does that mean the Hazor? Does that mean the Mitzui? To be seen on the Omid base. But Hagoshes are talking about the Korban Mincha, which we spoke about briefly before. The Pasuk says by the Korban Mincha that after the Baalim hand over the Mincha inside they could hand it over in a plastic bag. But it had to then be dispensed into a Kli Shares, and now it gives a kedusha to that korban mincha, and now the kohen takes that klisharis and he approaches the southwestern corner of, let's assume that this is the mizbeach, the south is where you go up on the kevesh. What do you do now? The kohen goes to this southwestern corner over here, and he takes the klisharis and he lets it touch the corner of the mizbeach. He doesn't take the mincha out. The mincha is residing in the klisharis, and that klisharis just, for a brief moment, touches the corner. Goodbye. You've been yoitza the sin of the gisha el hamizbeach. We'll talk about it more on the Omid days, as we'll see in Mi'at Hashem. And what we do after that, and the Shiori Hadam. Shiori Hadam means that when you had your normal chatos chitzoina, I say normal, not we're talking about the chatois hapnimiois, but the chatois hachitzoinois, where would they go and pour out the shirayim after finishing with all of the nesinas Hadam on top of the mizbeach? They would come down there on that corner and pour out the dam. Why, when, where? We'll see in Mi'at Hashem shortly. This is all milmata. All milmalon is all to three. Nisachayayin, which was had on a daily basis, anytime you brought a karm oila or a karm shlomim in the Beis Hamikdash, was always nisachim, and the nisach throughout the year was a nisach hayayin. Every single day you brought two oilos, the oilos tamid shel shachar, oilos tamid shel ben aboyim. So even if it was one of those days when there was a very small oilam, but you always had to have at least the nesachim for those carbon oilos. And of course, there were many other oilos and many other shlamim. You had multiple times in nesach hayayim. V'hamayim is only during Sukkot time, as we all know. And for both of those nesachim, the kohen had to go all the way to the top of the mizbeach and then pour it out in the shittin. We spoke about the shittin yesterday, the day before, as you recall. Anyway, the shittin were holes on the top of the mizbeach, where the kohen would go and pour out the wine and the water. They would go into the mizbeach structure underneath, and according to some shittas, those shittin landed you up all the way to the tohoim, to the core of the earth. So that's the wine and the water. But to get there, you had to first go up to the top of the mizbeach, so that's milmala, and you poured it out in the southwestern corner in the holds on the mizbeach. V'oilas ha'oif kishehir rabba b'mizrach. Meaning, the oilas ha'oif typically, we were talked about the chatas ha'oif, now we're talking about the oilas ha'oif. Oilas ha'oif typically you did b'mizrach. Mizrach means on the eastern side of the mizbeach. Why did you typically do it on the eastern side of the mizbeach? Because the Torah says that you're supposed to take the mura v'noitza. Mura v'noitza is the crop, and the noitza are the feathers which cover the skin over where the crop is in this oif, which means after the malikas oif, they go and make an incision in the oif, withdraw from it the crop and the feathers and the skin which was on top of it. You take all of that and you have to go and throw it onto the floor where the trumas hadeshen was placed every single day, which was on the right hand side of the kevesh. So normally, to allow the kohen to have it easy, since he has to go and throw the murav and noitza, you put it, you allow him to do the avoida on the keren, not droimis maravis, but droimis mizrachis. In other words, on the southeastern corner, because right near that you had the base adeshin, so he just did a short toss and it fell onto that mokoim on the floor. However, kishirab mizrach, what happens if that day? It's a very busy day in the base of English. And when Kohen is trying to struggle to get a spot there on the southeastern corner, there's just no room. And they told him, you're going to have to wait your time. How long is it going to take? I don't know. Check the GPS. Check the Waze. It might take another 2 hours. No, I don't have time for that. I have many other kabbalas to bring. So then he goes to the other side, which is the southwestern corner, and he has to throw from there. And we're going to talk tomorrow about how far he has to throw it all together. Anyway, so those are the three things that you do from up above. Then it's the chayayim, v'hamayim, and the oilas off. The reason why the oilas off is lamala, as opposed to the chatas oif, which is lamata, we've already discussed this many times, because oilas oif, the three ayins, oil and oif is lamala, and the chatas oif is lamata. It's ironic, because when you're talking about a chatas behema is lamala. Chatas oif is lamata. Okay, anyway, so we've gone through the three and the three, and now the Mishnah concludes by telling us another related halacha. Kol oilam mizbeach all of those that were going up to the Mizbeach, Oilin Derech Yemin, they go up on the right hand side. Umakifim v'yordin, and they make a hakofa, meaning they go around the Mizbeach, just like the hakofas that we have on Simchas Torah, that you go around the bima, here you go around the Mizbeach. You count the clockwise, that's correct. But you're going always Liamin. The Yordan, and when they come down, then they're coming down Derech Smart, right? You go up the right, and you go all the way around, and you come down Derech Smart. Chutz min ha'oilu l'gimul elu, except for those that went up for these three purposes, meaning the Nisach HaMayim, the Hayayim, as well as the
Oilu
Sa'if, thank you. There, they would go up, show you Oilin, the Yordan al-Okev. What does that mean? They went up the left-hand side of the Kevish. Really? Yeah, they went up the left-hand side of the Kevish, went straight to the top, and you did your Nisach HaMayim v'Hayayin, or in the case of the Oilas, if you didn't have to go to the top, you just had to go L'mala Michutza Sikra, on the left-hand side, since that's where it was all stationed, that Avoida, you didn't go Macharum Ararum, the Gmatagan Tzakofa, you just rather went up the left-hand side, V'Yarnal Okiv, and then you returned the same way that you came. V'Yarnal Okiv is an expression which means you just return the same way that you went, that's the way you return. Okay, now getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we said in the Mishnah that Chatas O'if is done by Keren Marovis Droimis, the southwestern corner. Freitim went on immediately, where does it say in the Torah that Chatas O'if is Dafka made southwestern corner? Om Rabbi Shua, Om Makra, Lo Yosem Alea Shemen, Vlo Yitin Alea Levoina, Ki Chatas He. Now what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a Minchas Choyte, which is the third Madrega, the third level, what we call Dali Dalis, by the case of a carbon oile v'yorit. Okay, so it says about this pasuk, it says about this carbon mincha, that this mincha is very, very dry. Because it is brought bimkoim chatzas, the chatzas oile v'yorit. Why don't we put on the shemen, why don't we put on the levoina? It's as I state in the Torah. But the Gemara also says the reason is, shelo yehei, it shouldn't look like his mincha is a carbon yofa, psapsashena, carbon. Because if you're going to put on Shemen, put on Levoina, he'll afterwards go around bragging, oh, did you see the mincha that I brought today? Oh, we haven't had a mincha like that in a long time. It was beautiful, the loin and the incense, it smelled, and the reyach, the aroma, everybody was commenting how beautiful, how smell.
You don't want the smoke.
You don't want the smoke, exactly. So the point of all of this is that since this is a korban which is being brought for a chait, and it's bedali dalas, we don't want to be proud of his chait. Extravagant, yeah. Excuse me, so we really make it as dry an appearance as possible. Don't put any shemen on it, don't put any levoina.
Bare bones.
Bare bones, very good. But the point of all of this is, ki chatasi, the Torah calls it a chatas. Ah, once the Torah calls it a chatas, so then we're going to learn two halachas that we are now being medama, the chatas to a mincha, and a mincha to the chatas. So, ki mora, ki chatasi, chatas kriya mincha, mincha kriya chatas. In other words, these two are now synonyms for our purpose. And says the Gemara, so what do I learn from the fact that the mincha is called a chatas and chatas is called a mincha? Ma chatas to une tzofain, just chatas has to have a tzofain, af mincha to une tzofain. The boy said we're going to address this in another moment because I know you're all getting agitated. What do you mean a mincha tzofain? What do we say in the Amud Aleph? Can you do even the Heichel? From wherever the Zohar is standing. What's this Tzofin business? And you're learning it from a Korban Chatos. Chatos is the Mechaper even on Dovah Sheyesh Baikaris. It's not Mechaper on anything. So, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to address this question in a moment. So put that on the side. But the important thing is, Ma Mincha Bekeren Marov is Droimus. Just like the Hagoshas HaMincha has to be Kerem HaRov Estroimis. Havchatos be Kerem HaRov Estroimis. Azoi. And how do you know, Taka, by the Karm Mincha, that it's be Kerem HaRov Estroimis? At the moment, I don't know. We're going to see in a moment the Mincha Gufa Minolan. But before we get to that Mincha Gufa Minolan, we now have the answer to our question. We started off our Mishnah, that the Chatos HaOiv has to be Kerem Droimis Maravis. Freitimu Menon Emili, how do I know that? It says anymore, because I learned Chatos from the mincha. Just like the mincha is bekeren marov is droimis, also the chatas oif also has to be bekeren marov is droimis. Again, how do we know the mincha? That's the next shtickle. The reason I don't want to go into the next shtickle yet is because you're all perturbed about this machatas tuna tzofain, af mincha tuna tzofain. In the previous Mishnah, says Brother Shai, we said it's b'chol mokim bazara, reblos old, even in the heichav, us is there masim in the tuna tzofain. So that Rashi addresses this, and this is a rare Rashi. The Rashi says, the whole thing is a big mistake. It's a big boo-boo. This kirs is not correct. So you go Rashi, you're about halfway down the omen in the Rashis. Machatas tunet tzofain. Says Rashi, yideani shegirs is zu shibush. I know, and now we all know, since Rashi tells us, this girs is a big boo-boo. Shaloi chatas oifuloi mincha toin tzofain. The chatas oif doesn't require tzofain, and the mincha doesn't require tzofain. In fact, both of them require this keren, Marovis droimis. What's the masmet the tzofain? The imtoimim, maybe you're going to go and tell me that minchas choyte chalukim min hashar. Maybe because choyte is special. After all, we said, maybe it's different than all other kabbonis mincha. Or lechatzis behema, makishla, maybe we learn it from lechatzis behema, that it has to have a din of tzofain. If that were the case, have a little mistim masisin, the mishnah that we learned on the Amud Aleph, tiktoni le'el. It should add the following three words, chutz mimenchas choyte. But it doesn't say that. It says the menachas and nikmatz b'chol mokim. It sounds like all the menachas, not just a regular, normal mincha, but mimenchas choyte as well. The oid, heich efshir, chatzas oif, shebosa tachas, chatzas behema, ainen tud netzofein, shor nasa bekeren merov is droimis, ube mincha abo tachas oif, titoin tzofein. So Rashi's saying, also logically, it doesn't make sense. Because we have the three levels. We start off with the chatzas oile v'yoyed, chatzas behema. Chatzas behema requires tzofen, like every chatzas, right? For sure. What happens the next step? The chatzas oif. Well, we just learned in our Mishnah, the chatzas oif. In fact, even this drosha we had, mincha bekeh marov estroimis, chatz bekeh marov estroimis, that when you're talking about the chatzas oif, it's not b'tzofen. It's davka in the kerma of his dryness. And now when we get to the, and remembering, says Rashi, that the chatas oif is just a substitute for the chatas behema, but nevertheless, even though the chatas oif is a substitute for those that are bringing medalis, but they don't require tzafai. Why? Because you make a kerma of his dryness. Ube mincha, which is now on the third level, which is now the substitute for the chatas oif, about achas oif, titzain tzafai, now you're going to jump back to the chatzis behemah, it's just like the chatzis behemah, which was number one, requires tzofin. Number two, taka doesn't require it. And three is a replacement for number two, but, you know, let's go all the way back to number one and do tzofin. Come on, that doesn't make sense. The gears achrin agorsin above any day amita, there's another gears that says Rashi, but I'm not sure if it's true or not, so I'm not going to even bother sharing it with you. So what are we going to do with this machatas, right? We said that mincha is just like a chatzis is just like a mincha. So machatas, what? Jacques Rashi, even here, Be'ina Mechatis Psula Shloy Lishma. Ah, Mincha Psula Shloy Lishma. Vachinam Yofin Alam Beperek Kamet de Menachis. Like we had the very first Mishnah in our Mesechta. They call at Kodshim Shinizm Chodoshon Ksheirim. Call as Vachshim Shin Ksheirim. Chutz me. Chatzis and Pesach. Oh, so Chatzis has to be Davka Lishma. Mincha also be davka lishma. Haka wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah. That's why we have another Masechta called Masechtas Menachos that deals with the intricacies and the rules and regulations governing the carbon mincha. Ah, so very good. So bottom line is, we made a big boo boo when we said that machatas tuna tzofein af mincha tuna tzofein. Rather, machatas shaloi lishma is possible. Af mincha shaloi lishma is possible. Fine. But now that we've taken care of that, let's get back to where we're holding. The Mishnah said back in the Omer Aleph that if you have a chatzas oif, hoisenas is al keren droimis marovis. And the Gemara said, minu animili, how do I know? Says Gemara, because I learn it now from a carbon mincha. We don't learn from carbon mincha, because by the carbon mincha, by the oil of the yard, it says, liyasam l'shem, chatos hi. Oh, so we're equating a mincha and a chatos. Just like the mincha, it has to be keren marovis droimis, the chatzas oif also has to be keren marovis droimis. The $64 question, how do I know that mincha has to be bekerem marov is droimis? Tis sanya. It says in the Pasuk, lefnei Hashem. What does it say, lefnei Hashem? Excuse me. Torah Ora Sholim number 2, base. Vezois toidas ha-mincha. How do you do the mincha? Hakriv oisim in eharoin. Hakriv is, that's the hagosha. Elsewhere it says, v'gisha elam mizbeach. You have to go and bring it to the mizbeach. And now the Torah tells you the directions, the ways. Lefnei Hashem. You do it Lefnei Hashem. And El Pnei HaMizbech. Now the words Lefnei Hashem are code terms that means on the Ma'ariv side, the western wall, so to speak, of the Mizbech. Why? Because that's Lefnei Hashem. That's right facing the Pesach Ulam, the Pesach HaHeichol. That's Lefnei Hashem. The Gemara assumes that the Shekhinah was shoyed, of course, in the whole Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, but in particular there in the Heichel, as we're going towards the Kodesh Kadosh. So therefore, the Ma'ariv wall of the Mizbeach, that's Lefnei Hashem. At the same time, it's Pnei HaMizbeach. Pnei HaMizbeach, we know, means where the Kevish was when you're walking up to the top. So that's the Dorim side. So make up your mind, is it the Dorim side, or is it the Ma'ariv side? It's one or the other. I would think on the Ma'ariv side, that's Lefnei Hashem. Very good. I would think it's the Dorim. What's the compromise? Magisha beKeren Marovis deRoimis Keneged Chudah Shel Keren vidayoi. Magisha means that you bring it close, that Korban Mincha which is in the Kli. You go and take it to the southwestern corner, because now you're being Mekayim, both the west and the south, Lefnei Hashem, El Pnei HaMizbeach, and Keneged Chuda means at the very edge, and Shokeren, of the Keren, down below, not up above, down below. The Daya Nushit Genuk, what means Duvuz Genuk, and you don't have to dance, you don't have to sing. So it says Rashi, Daya means, says Masechtos Menachos, that you do not have to remove the actual flower from the Kli, but you can leave it in the Kli Sharis, and the Kli Sharis touches the Keren, the Kuchud Shel Keren, and you're done. See Rashi right before the wide lines, the Dayim, Sechsa Soita, the Perik Beis Mafarish, my Dayai, the Kamashin Tzorch, the Hagia, Gufala Mizbech, Ela Kli. You don't need the actual Minch itself, the Kli is enough. That means the Dayai. Aha. Okay, so that's the Makor of our Mishnah. How do you know Chatas Hu Oif is Bitzofoin? Not Bitzofoin. How do you know that Chatas Hu Oif is Bekeren Marovis Droimis? We learn it straight from the din of a mincha. How do I know the mincha is a din of Marov Estraimis? From this possible of Nei Hashem al Pnei HaMizbeach, we make the compromise like Shelley just told us. Now, Reb Lezer of the Braisa disagrees to a certain extent, not to a major extent, a shtickle extent, as we'll see. Reb Lezer Oim. Yochel Yagishen al Marov Eshel Keren, Oile Droimis Shel Keren. I would think that the Torah is giving you two options. By saying that you go and bring it, Hakriv Oisa B'nei Aharon, Lifnei Hashem, El B'nei HaMizbeach, that means you can either do it Lifnei Hashem, which would be on the Ma'ariv side, or you can do B'nei HaMizbeach on the Dorim side. You have two choices. Oy L'Droim Shel Keren, or to the Ma'ariv Shel Keren. So I would have thought. Amris. So says now Reb Lezer, that pshat is a bissel Hashver pshat. Rather, when you're doing, what would Ariel call this, biblical exegesis, when you exegesis, oh, shkoyach, I don't know, you don't like Jesus. Wait. Anyway, so the Gemara, Amris, kol mokim shata moitzi shnei mekrois, if you find two psukim, echen mekayim atzmei umekayim chaveroi, the echen mekayim atzmei vatel chaveroi, you have two psukim, one of which is mekayim atzmei mekayim chaveroi, in other words, with this explanation, everything is fine, you're mekayim both. The other explanation would be, or the other pasuk would be mekayim atzmei vatel chaveroi, that I'm a kaim that, but I have a problem with the chaver, so I'm just kind of pushing it aside. Now, what do you do? Minichem zeshem kaim atzim. Minichem zeshem kaim atzim about the chaveroi. You go and put to the side, like put in Sheamus, that pshat that is mekayim atzim about the chaveroi. The toiv zeshem mekayim atzim mekayim chaveroi. Rather, you're going to go and take the second pirush of the posik, which is mekayim both. So, what does that mean? Kishat oimer el pnei Hashem. That's b'mariv. If you're saying Lefnei Hashem, that by definition is Ma'ariv. So then you have a bittel, if you will, on the Pnei HaMizbeach, on the Dorim side. If you're going to focus on the Pnei HaMizbeach, which is the Dorim side, then Kiyamto Lefnei Hashem Bidoroim. You can be, I really should say, B'Ma'ariv. Then you're Mekayim Lefnei Hashem on the Ma'ariv side. What's the Gemara saying? What the Gemara is saying is, if I would go and do it only on the Ma'ariv side, then I got a problem with the Dorim side, because the Torah says, Pnei HaMizbeach. If I do it, however, on the Dorim side, then I can chaperine the Ma'ariv side as well. What do you mean? I don't understand what you're talking about. It's either one or the other. Amravashi, Kasavra, Haitana, Kule Mizbeach Betzofen Koi. The whole Mizbeach is on the northern side. Of course, we had this already in the past, the three-way machlokes, totally Betzofen, totally Bedorim, or half and half. This man, the Yoma that we're referring to, Reb Lezer, in this Braisa holds the whole Mizbeach was Betzofen, pushing all the way up beyond the Mason-Dixon line there in the middle of the Azara, and so that the most droimy part of the Mizbeach is now facing the Pesach Oil Moed. As you open up the Pesach Oil Moed, and you look at the Mizbeach, according to this man, the Yoma, if you look to the right of the doorway of the Oil Moed, then it's just empty space. In other words, it's just the rest of the Azara. If you're looking to the left-hand side, because as you know, the doorway of the Heichel and of the Ulam, halfway of that doorway, half it was,
They're aligned,
right? So half of it was to the right of that line, meaning it was in the Dharam side, and the left-hand side was in the Tzof, and it was the northern side. So therefore, if the Mizbeach is parked, so to speak, at that line, at that imaginary line, and then the Dorim side of the Mizbeach is right in front of you when you're opening up the doorway. I open up the doors and I see in front of me the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. So I have both a kiyum of Pnei HaMizbeach, because that's the Dorim side, and it's also the Pnei Hashem. And so therefore, says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, that's what this third mandama holds. That in fact, the side of the Mizbeach that you saw, as soon as you're coming out, you're seeing the Dorim side. Okay, so that sounds very good. How is that different than the previous Mandi Amar? Our Rashi over here doesn't go into any greater detail. However, there's a Rashi in Mesechtes Soita, and Daf Yud Dalid. Do we have it over here in the Kuti Rashi? I don't even see. Oh, Moisef Rashi. Maybe he has it over here. I don't know yet. We're going to hopefully find it. What does it say? Kul Mizbeach Tzofenkoi. Oh, the Rashi Tzolash. For those that haven't identified it yet, if you don't mind, we're going to try to help them out. In our Gemara, it has Moisef Rashi. You go down roughly two-thirds of this Moisef Rashi, and then you see in darker font, Kule Mizbeach Tzofenkoi. The Chelik Tzfoini Shal Azar. It's all on the Tzofen side of the Azar. The less laid the Mizbeach mechuvin kineged a heichel v'ksal. He doesn't hold the Mizbeach with smack in the middle. Nimtza, droi meshul Mizbeach kineged emtza pesach a heichel. Like we explained, that the bottommost part, that is the southernmost part of the Mizbeach, is right next to, it faces the emtza, the middle of the pesach a heichel. Hilkach, yag yishana, now when you're taking the mincha, what should you do with it? Yag yishana el pnei ha Mizbeach bedoroim. Go and put it next to the kir on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, not on the Marav side, on the Dorim side. Ubavachie samach lamarav, but it should be as close to Marav as possible. Nimtza mekayim eshnayim. With this, we have a kiyum of both. That in fact, it happens to be in the Dorim side, which is the Pnei Mizbeach. It's also lefnei Hashem, and so therefore you have a kiyum. So what's the difference now between the Tanakama and this Reb Lezer? According to Tanakama, you have to do it mamish against the corner. Take that kli next to the corner. According to Reb Lezer, you take it against the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, but it's as close to the Marav as possible. So again, very close to the end, but not against the corner. So the difference between them is probably just inches. That was what we're talking about.
Right here.
Exactly. Moving the drop up. Exactly. But that's the machlokes, and our Mishnah that assumes that happens to be the Keren Droimis Maravis learns like the Tanakama, and Reb Lezer a little bit off in terms of a little bit further on the Dorim side, but not on the corner itself. With this, we've concluded the Shtickle, and we continue on back to the Mishnah where we said the Gabi the Chatas Oif. Remember, we had this interesting Lashon that you do it Keren Droimis Maravis. And a b'chol makom hoisik sheri, really everywhere. So what does all that mean? My comma, what did the Mishnah mean by using that expression? Amar Rav Ashi Hachi Kana, b'chol makom hoisik sheri limli kasa. El zehoyim makoyim lahaza asa. Ooh, there are in fact two separate halachos. When we're starting off, that we're saying the chatas oif, b'chol makom hoisik sheri, that means the Malika. The Malika can be done anywhere in the Azara. No special specification, no special
location.
Very good. So he's saying, B'chon Mokai, B'Azara L'Mikasa. El Zehoyim Mekoyim, and that's talking about L'Hazo Asa. That when you're doing the Hazo, remember we said the Hazo, that you're holding the dove in your hand, and then you're kind of giving it a snap, a little throw, a little spritz, a drop would come off and would hit the Kir HaMizbeach. Where would this have to be? This would have to be next to that corner, the Nasis al Keren Droimis Marovis. How do I know that that Hazo has to be Keren Droimis Marovis? Because I'm learning it from the Hagosha, like we said before, that the Pasuk says, the Gabi, the Minchas Choite, that is called a Chatos. Therefore, Chatos is similar to a Mincha. Mincha, we already discussed, has to be Mekerem Marovis Droimis for the Hagosha. Here, too, the Hazo has to be done on Mekerem Marovis Droimis. Okay, so that's a very nice pshat in the Mishnah. Zokti Mora. In fact, this was expressed in greater detail in a brisa. What did it say in the brisa? Mokum chomokum b'mizbeach ksheira. Chomokum mizbeach really means chomokum b'azara, that the malika be done anywhere in the azara and it's kosher. The malika typically was done close to the mizbeach, because remember, there's very, very little dam inside the small little dove. So if you're going to go and walk now 50 amas from somewhere else, who knows, maybe whatever drop of blood might spill out or might flow, there might not be any blood left. So you want to do it close to the Mizbeach, but there's no particular place. It could be tough, it could be done, whatever you want. Malka b'chol mokim Mizbeach is kshayra. Now he's a dama b'chol mokim kshayra. The Hazor's ult b'chol mokim kshayra. I'm surprised, and we just saying that Hazor has to be daf in that corner. Boy said, don't get noivis. I'm going to address this momentarily. And now the Bryce continues on. He's a v'loi mitzah ksheira. Although the Pasuk says that you're supposed to hazor, and then it says that whatever is left, v'anoisa yimotze al yisoida mizbeach, or yonah, kira mizbeach. So there's a reference to the mitzoy. However, the mitzoy is not ma'akiv. Mitzoy is similar in sense to the shiroi hadam. If you did the shiraim, you didn't do it. It's a mitzvah, but if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev. Mitzvah is also not ma'akev. So he's willing. Mitzvah is kshayim. Ubavad, but make sure you eat the mechuta sikra ulamata. Since we're talking about the chatas, not the oil, make sure it's done on the lower part of the mizbeach. Midam enefesh, from the dam enefesh, from this oif. Frankly, my mic, I'm totally lost by what you just told me now. The malikin can be done anywhere. The hazor can be done anywhere. And then we say the hazor is the ma'akiv and not the mitzvah. But by the way, when you're doing it, doing mechuta sikra, it sounds like the mitzvah should be mechuta sikra. We just said the mitzvah is not ma'akiv. So if it's not ma'akiv, so it doesn't make a difference where you did it. I mean, you didn't even have to do it at all. I mean, chachaliyeba, but the avanish. What's going on, my kamar? Says Yimahachi kamar, once again. Molka b'chom makim mizbeach kshayra. You can do the malik anywhere you want. Now, not the hazor. Mitzvah dama b'chom makim mizbeach kshayra. The mitzvah hadam, when you give it a kvetch, that can be done anywhere on the mizbeach. Why? Shemhiza v'loi mitzvah kshayra. You don't even need to do the mitzvah b'diavad. It's not ma'akev. So if it's not ma'akev, so you can do it anywhere you want on the mizbeach. Ubavad, however, when you're talking about the hazah, shitim chuta sikra l'mata midam ha'nefesh, that has to be done from below the chuta sikra, because as we know, that's the din of the chatzah. So if the hazah has to be below the chuta sikra. So what our Gemara is telling us is that there are three avoidus altogether. You have the malika, you have the hazor, you have the mitzvah. The only one that is akpada, that has to be on that special keren, marav estroimis, is just the hazor. And the Rashi says on the top line that the hagosha by the korban mincha is similar to the hazor that you find by the chatas oif. It is not doimit to the malika. It's the doima more to the hazor. In both cases, you bring it close to the mizbeach. Here, you mamish put the hazor on the wall of the mizbeach. Here, you're going to put the hagosha next to the mizbeach, next to the cut. So those two, that's what's ma'akiv. However, in terms of malika anywhere, the mitzui anywhere, in fact, even if you didn't do the mitzui at all, you're also yoitze, because mitzui is our grace of mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv.
So the hazor has to be on the corner itself, and if you miss, and you did it on the mar side a little bit, or the dorm side, it's b'diavad kosher, right?
Absolutely. You just direct it as best as you can. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. May Hashem to be continued tomorrow. For all those